take that cleansing shit the night before.
Oh my god, I heard that's awful. Like, cause you're literally in the shitter the entire time.
Poor thing, he kept waking up at night. And I was like, please do not fart in this bed. Because that's not gonna be a fart, and I'm gonna have to call Big Fatty and talk about a shark. Oh, happy birthday to Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. I forgot to say it on the first show, but today's his birthday. Big Fatty. Happy birthday, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my god, I heard that's awful.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2485 of the BFO for Monday the 7th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Big Fatty, I hope there's a lot for you to tell. We'll see. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, your Moonies today, because y'all, today, the 7th of August, y'all, is the full moon. It is the full moon, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what this full moon is called. I tell you what, we're just going to go over it. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. August full moon, and we're going to just see what its nickname is. It is the Sturgeon Moon. I don't know what that means. But there's something fishy with it, B. Ready? I don't know. Big Fatty, sturgeon, and in fact, all kinds of fish, they just swim upstream on me. So y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening, and after I recorded the full right little show, y'all, I had set up an online rendezvous with the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills. By the way, y'all, I have remembered. It's P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91367. That's where you send your giftettes for Dr. Stone's birthday. It's coming up on Wednesday. Send Dr. Stone's giftettes there. He loves the cashews. Yes, Big Fatty. I had set up an appointment with the old gal so we could recode some installments of Down at the End of the Bar, and y'all, I am preparing. I am being Fatty. You are so prepared. It's true. I am trying to prepare for the upcoming Cruise of a Lifetime with Durwood and Granny and Big Dick. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's just, you know, here's the thing. I don't know when I'm going to have the inner tubes, because y'all, you can't upload little shows on the ship. So you're going to have to be in a port where you can get some inner tubes to be able to upload it. Now, I'll be able, I believe, to upload little shows while I'm in y'all, that is, what is that, y'all? That's just some peanut butter crackers. Yes, Big Fatty. I'll be able to upload some little shows in Amsterdam, because we have the Wi-Fi in the motel there, and then I'll be able to do it again once we get to Barcelona. But y'all, in between, who knows? And y'all, you know, then we have that overnight flight it's too much. It's just too much. So y'all, so I'm trying to fix it so that you're going to have a little show every day. Now, y'all, it may not be exactly what we're doing, or any since when does any little show have anything to do with what you're doing? Well, that's true. But anyway, so pre-recorded some down at the end of the bars, which you'll get to hear. Hadn't decided when they're going to be broadcast, pre-recorded earlier for broadcast at this time. I don't know when that this time is, but anyway, just trying to be proactive. Yes, Big Fatty, proactive. And so anyway, y'all, then after that, I watched the Big Brother. Y'all, it was a good one. And turn up head if you hadn't watched it. Spoiler alert, the halting hex was indeed used, and so Cody and Jessica nobody went home, and y'all, then they had the head of household competition, and y'all, that loudmouth crazy Josh won it, and y'all, it was probably the worst thing that could have happened to Cody and to Jessica, because you know he's just y'all, he runs around the house banging the pots and pans and calling them meatballs and everything, and y'all, it's just I would absolutely go out of my mind. But anyway, it's going to be like the crows. Well, maybe so. Since then, I've gotten it on good authority of who is going to be nominated for eviction. And you know they have that that hex, the halting hex competition that they have, where the winner is automatically safe, but the loser is automatically on the block, and that's already taken place. And I think we'll hear about all of that on the Sunday a little show. And and then we'll who knows, you know, but y'all, it's good. It's good is all I gotta say. And y'all, then on the far right in the coal mine, y'all, old Veda, he was not there. He was not in attendance. There was supposed to be some meeting he was supposed to be at, but I think it got moved to next weekend or something. I don't know. old Veda wasn't there, and Larry Klein left early, and y'all, it just once again, this was the last for right that the coal mine does the 4-day work week. If you want to work 10 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, well, this was the last for right of the summer to do that. So everybody's back on regular schedule starting this week. And by the end of the day, it was basically just Big Fatty there. Y'all, I did not take my lunch. I took something to eat, but y'all, it was very unsatisfying. Very unsatisfying. I did not take my lunch hour, so I did leave a little bit early on for right. But y'all got back here to the villa, and y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, we had the rain. The rain came down Thursday night. Y'all, I forgot to put my plants out, but I left them out on the sidewalk, and we got a lot of rain Thursday night, but I left them on the sidewalk because we were expecting more showers on for right. So anyway, went for the nipple walk and came back, and y'all, several people had recommended that I watch the TV show Claws, and so y'all, I've put that in the TiVo, and it's gotten the on demand episodes. The first 8 episodes, I think, were on demand. And it's in the TV machine to record the rest of them as they go along. Y'all, so I started watching that over the weekend, but I'll get more into that in a little while. And let's see, what else was I going to say? Then y'all, right? didn't night. I was just sitting here enjoying my evening here at the villa area, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Y'all, that of course, y'all, by the way, that Matt, spanking be off of Matt, from the Chubbs Gone Big, yes, from the Chubbs, okay, Gone Wild, thought that this was Squeaky Kenny, making all his, y'all, it's Squeaky Gentleman Caller that gets all excited, okay, all excited when it's the Gentleman Caller, okay, enough, right, okay, thank you. So now he knows. Anyway, y'all, it was a brand new Gentleman Caller. And y'all only lived about a mile. Only lived about a mile from the villa. Herbie Quitty, hi. He's 30 years old. And, he says, hey, Big Fatty, would you like to get together? I said, yes. And y'all, he came over and, nice, very nice, young man, had a kind of a teddy bear look, not fat, kind of hairy chest and had a beard and, a hairy butt, Benny, please. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, for a first time get together, we did quite. It was almost like I was Vasco da Gama, and he was Magellan. There was a lot of exploring. Benny is silly, anyway, y'all. He had never experienced a special chair, y'all. It was lovely, just lovely, and he did express an interest in coming back. Yes, Big Benny. Okay, then it was lovely, and needless to say, Big Fatty slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, but you didn't wash the sheets until Sunday, and it's a good thing, too. Y'all slept late on Saturday morning, and I got up, and what did I do on Saturday? It seems like I did something on Saturday, but I don't remember what it was. I started watching that show, The Claws, and y'all, it's pretty good. It's got that Niecy Nash on it, but y'all, it's got these kind of white trash, thuggish, hot, muscly men, and you get to see their bow honker. Fanny, their bow honker. And, and y'all, it was lovely, and y'all, it's about a nail salon, and so it's called The Claws, but y'all, I think I've watched 3 or 4 episodes of it, and it's sometimes better than others, but I'm gonna stick with it. It's not too bad though. Piddled around the villa here, y'all. I made some pasta salad for my lunch this week, and put those marinated mushrooms in it. Y'all, the only bad thing is the pasta solid, I didn't have it in a big enough pan, and it boiled over, and y'all, it left a residue on my cooktop, and I tried to get it up, but it's just burnt on there, and I don't know how to, I tried to use the soft scrub and just let a washcloth soak on it to see if that would loosen it up or whatever, and I've probably fucked it all up, but anyway, it is what it is, and I did that, and y'all, then I fired up the old barbecue grill and cooked me some boneless poke ribs on there, and y'all, they had a lot of fat on them, so I needed the Faye driver here to be Fire Marshal Bill, everything was under control, but y'all, it got that good char on the ribs and everything, so I had that for my supper along with some of that pasta solid, and y'all, then I listened to that, I take that all back. Before I fired up the grill, this happened. Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Okay. Squeaky Gentleman Gawler is... pulling double duty today. Big Betty, you said double duty. Okay. Y'all, it was the, okay. Y'all, it was the 26-year-old that came by about a week and a half ago. He was, Herbie Quinty, what are you, okay. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm just here at the villa. And he says, can I come over? I said, yes. And y'all, he came over and it was... Y'all, it was fulfilling. It was lovely. And y'all, it was breathtaking is what it was. Big Betty, leave it there. Just leave it there. And after I had my supper and everything, he's looking forward to coming back again. Big Betty, there's no accounting for taste. Listened to that the Underpants show. There was a good group in the chat room. We chatted over there, and y'all. Then I got my shower and headed out to the bar. Met Granny and Derwood and Big Dick and our sometimes attendee Scott. Came along with Granny, and it was good to see him again, and someone else, John, who is starting to join us at the bar on Saturday nights, and y'all, then another old friend from the bar that is just moved back to town, came to join us, but y'all, I'm out of time. Big Freddy, I'm impressed that you were able to fill that up and still did. Oh, Dick, I see you. And still didn't have time to finish it all off. It's true. Princess Hanna, a card has arrived from you. I just thought I'd let you know. I've been told to be on the lookout for a yellow envelope. So that's what, that's what came. I'll finish telling you about, Sunday on tomorrow's little show, I guess. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely full moon. Big Fatty, yours is certainly bringing out the crazies. Well, I guess so. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Roger, who used to be over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Roger, when Big Fatty talks about his gentleman callers, what do you have to say?
Oh my God, I heard that's awful.
Oh! Big Fatty, everybody says that. Big
Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.